And a lot of times when you talk to content creators and ask them, how did you become successful? Most of the time they tell you, oh, consistency. Consistency is key. You just have to be consistent. But listen, my friend, how do you stay consistent if you cannot think of any content ideas? You know, like even this episode, a lot of you guys requested this. Like, what are some easy ways to get content ideas? And I came up with a list, 5 easy ways to get content ideas. And I've seen what creators use and also what I use too to help me generate ideas. So I feel like if you use any one of these methods, ideas would just be flowing like what flows? Like a river, you know? This is really exciting. It is a new episode, a new season, a new podcast episode. Welcome, guys, to Do It For The Content podcast. It's your girl, Dre Okeke, a.k.a. Dre Knows Best. And this is the podcast for aspiring content creators where you can get tips, strategies on how to be a successful content creator. And as well, this season, along with other seasons, I'm going to be interviewing a lot more guests this time to hear from their experiences, influencers, or content creators. So, yes, it is another one. A lot has happened. The last episode we had was in December. That was the last episode I recorded, and it was about discovering your niche. And that has I'm so happy a lot of you guys listened to that episode because it is so important going forward as a creator this year. And even me, myself, I think I'm really trying to really pin what my niche is, you know? And I want to give a shout out to a lot of the new listeners. Hello. Can I add some like clapping noises, you know, to make it sound like I have an audience here in this room. For Black History Month, Anchor App made a category for amplifying Black voices, and they featured Do For The Content podcast on there. And for some reason, my phone was going off like people are favoring your podcast. And I'm like, okay, that's nice, but I didn't release a new episode. And it's because of that slot. So I got a lot new listeners from all over the world. And I want to say welcome, guys. You chose the right podcast to subscribe to. Definitely you did. Now, this season is going to be good. I'm doing a lot of planning. I think I'm over planning right now. So I'm like, let me just pick up my microphone and start recording. Start releasing episodes. Because if I plan too much, I'm a planner. I like to plan. It's the engineer in me. I like things to be structured. Think of a right strategy to launch. But it's like, at this point, if I over plan, I would never bring out an episode. And this would just be, you guys would just be replaying old episodes. So that's why we're here today. And on my Instagram story, I put, you know, what would you guys like to hear for this season? And a lot of you guys put, how do you get content ideas? And I'm like, yes, that is a good episode to start with, guys. So before I jump into the episode for this, the details of, I wrote down 5 tips. I think it's a 4 or 5. 5 tips on for you to help you creating, for you, huh? I wrote down 5 tips to help you to get content ideas, for how to get content ideas. These tips I've used and I've seen other creators use, and I feel like these are gonna be so helpful to y'all. So before we jump into it, I need you guys to go ahead, whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on, give me a 5-star review, please. If you can even use words, write a review on this podcast, 5 stars. If you're gonna do 4, 3, please don't do it. Just stay listening. Go write 5-star review, guys. It helps me stay motivated, and it's gonna help to push this podcast to more people's faces, because my goal is to have this as one of the top podcasts for marketing. That's one of my goals. It's been my goal since I started this podcast. You know, my goal is to help a lot of the aspiring creators, and with your 5-star review, we can do it. Yes. All right. So getting down into the nitty and gritty, let's see. Content, how to get content ideas. I know it's so difficult because right now, and even as a content creator who creates a lot of comedy skits, I feel like everything has been done. I've been doing this for, 7 years now? And almost every single skit has happened. So it's like, how do we innovate? How do we keep on creating new ideas as time goes on? The first tip I have is for you as a content creator, whether you're doing fitness, in the health niche, or in the makeup space, in the comedy space, whatever your niche is, I need you to do this. Find out what questions is your audience asking. you know. So like, what do you think your audience wants to know? Put yourself behind, in front of the phone and be like, if I was following myself, what do I need to know now? All right. So that would help you out. And be specific. It's very easy for you to just go on and ask your audience, kind of like how I did for this podcast, because I had no idea. I was like, if I'm an aspiring content creator, what would I want to, what kind of questions do I have? And I literally had no clue on what podcast episode to do. So I put on my Instagram story and I asked you guys, pertaining the Do For The Content podcast, what social media tips would you like to hear? And that's where I got this idea from. So do that for yourself. Put up on your story. Next time you post a picture, include it in your caption. What ideas would you like to do? I know the more specific, the better. Like, don't just put what content ideas you want to see, because people will be like, I don't know. But if you say, you know, regarding what content would you like to see about cooking 5-minute meals, you know, like, be more specific. I'll give you an example how I was specific. Recently, if y'all didn't know, if y'all don't follow me on Instagram, do it. Drea_knows best. I was in Nigeria from December to March. And I was like, okay, a lot of my content is comedy with a splash of my culture in it. But it's like, now that I'm actually in the place of my culture, I'm in Nigeria, I know my audience is going to want to see content, lots of content. But me, in this life, I don't like to be stressed. So I did the easiest thing. I asked my audience, what would you like to see while I'm in Nigeria? I'm specific. While I'm in Nigeria, what type of content would you like to see? And people commented on the video. We would like to see some videos of the traditional dresses. We would like to see some videos about food. We would like to see you at the beach, which actually sucks because I lost my phone on my last day and I lost the content for the beach. So if you go to my page, you won't see it. But on my TikTok, you see. So other videos. So it was so helpful, because when I posted one video with the caption, what content would you like to see while I'm in Nigeria? A lot of people commented. And on TikTok, I know Instagram is going to release this feature soon, but on TikTok, it has this feature called reply with video. So with the comments, someone commented, I would like to see food. I replied with video with one of the comments. Reply with video is basically replying back to comments, but instead you're going to post a video. Reply back to the comment. And in the video, it will show that person's username and their question. So that way that your fan is also getting a shout out as you're posting a new video. So that reply with video feature was so helpful, because when I did that, more of my audience are like commenting, we want to see this, we want to see that, we want to see that, because they want to get a shout out in my next video. So please utilize that aspect of asking your audience, get used to asking your audience questions, interacting with them, because it's so important. Like, even I'm not going to be a hypocrite. I'm getting better at it. Like, if I don't know something, I'm always trying to engage my audience, ask them questions, you know, really try to bring them into my life more and more. So another thing too, if you're just starting off and you only have 2 followers, your mom and your sister, I found out this website called answerthepublic.com. I really wish this was sponsored by them, but it's not. It's just a helpful link. If you go to answerthepublic.com, it's a website that shows you, you type in a topic. Let's say the topic is going to be travel to Tulum, right? Let's say your topic is travel. Sorry. Let's say your niche is travel and you were looking for content ideas about travel. If you go to answerthepublic.com, you can type in that word travel, and it's going to show you all the questions that people are asking about travel at the moment. Pertaining to travel is going to show you all the questions people are asking that want to know about travel. It's going to like questions like how to travel for cheap, best places to travel for vacation, blah, blah, blah. All the different questions people are asking. The majority of people are asking, right? And that's the easiest way to get content, because you have it right there in front of your face. Like, boom. Okay, well, today, people are trying to know how to travel for cheap. I'm going to make a video about how to travel for cheap. Boom. So just literally just put on whatever content idea, whatever niche you want to create a video about, put that topic in, and boom, you get content. So that's one tip, all right? Ask your audience, and if you don't have an audience yet, because you will one day, okay, and that's on period, go to answerthepublic.com. And also, I think Google Trends, I don't know what the website is, but type in Google Trends. It also shows you the different trends based on topic. And there's another website too, but I can't remember right now. I'm sorry. So tip number 2, right, on getting content ideas, I love this tip. This is my favorite way to get content ideas. And listen, this is what I, to this day, this is what I use. Jump on a trend. It is so easy. If you don't have to scatter your brain thinking of being original. Right now, even the biggest content creators that have always been doing original videos have now switched to doing trends. Where do most of the trends come from? They originate on TikTok. And right now, of course, because of Instagram Reels, a lot of the trends are on Reels. So watch a bunch of these content, watch a bunch of Reels, especially Reels with videos that are from your niche, whatever your niche is, watch a bunch of them. Go, and then you're going to get ideas. Inspiration is going to come to you from watching content, really, really. An easier way to do it is to go on TikTok. Go to TikTok and go to Discover page. Discover page has all the hashtag, trending hashtag challenges that are going on right now. And literally, it's right there in front of you. It even shows you example videos, watching videos about the trend, and making your own. So when you're going to do trends, though, for trends, please don't just do what everyone else is doing. Think of how you can make this, you know, how you can add a twist to make it be true to you. So I'll give you an example. There is this trend that is like, tell me your only child without telling me your only child. And then you make a video about you being the only child, but without saying I'm an only child. So I'll give you an example, like, okay, let me give you a better example. Tell me you're African without telling me you're African. For that trend, I would do tell me you're African without telling you African, because being African is literally one of my niche, I would say. So I'll make a video about doing that. Or example, the busted challenge. The beginning of the year, there was a lot of sexual challenges, y'all. I mean, busted challenge, the silhouette challenge. But back to the busted challenge is when, like, you start off normal, then you drop low to your knee, you bend down low to your knees, and then you transition into like a really cute outfit. So a lot of people are doing busted, and it was the same video all the time. But do it with a twist. Let's say your content is about being a health worker. Do the busted challenge, and when you bust down low, you're in your scrubs like a health worker instead of like everyone else. Do it with a twist. So always, if you have no content ideas, go to Discover page, hop on a trend, and add your own twist to make it unique to you. So that way it's still authentic to your audience. And it's a video that you would watch over and over again, because you're like, ooh, that was different. You know, people are more likely to share a video if it's different. Tip number three. What was tip number three? I have the book in front of me. Okay. Tip number three is, I like this tip because it is easy to create content around what month it is based on the seasonal holidays we have. I'll give you an example. So from January, from Christmas, December was Christmas. If you know it's December, Christmas is coming up. You want to make a bunch, think of content you can do around Christmas, you know, maybe a comedy skit about you giving someone a present and you accidentally gave the gift, re-gift somebody a gift. You can make content around Valentine's Day coming up. You know, all your friends have a man, but you're still single. Like, dang, it's awkward. You can make content around April Fool's is coming up. April Fool's, do a prank. Call your mom and tell her you're pregnant. Let's see what other holidays we got. Summer isn't really holiday. Summer, you can make content about, because you know it's going to be hot. Make content of how to stay cool during 90 degree weather. So if you think about the seasons and the holidays we have coming up, it will help you create content around it. I know a lot of my friends in LA too, when we're making content, we're like, okay, this school, you know, summertime is coming, the kids are gonna get out of school, let's make some videos about, you know, summer school or whatever, you know. Making content around the season is so easy. It just helps you spark content ideas when you think about what's the month is. Literally, just check what month it is, what holidays are coming up, make content around that. Yeah. Now, another way to get content ideas is, do people love content that gives them some type of, makes them feel some type of way and adds value to their life? You know, they can feel, makes them feel an emotion and adds value. I'll give you an example. A lot of videos like the Get Ready With Me, Have Dinner With Me, go on travel with me. Those with me videos are very personable. You know, when you watch those kind of with me videos, it makes you feel like you're there. I can watch like videos that have get ready with me. I don't know why, but I like watching those videos because it's like you see the start to the finish, the whole process of like getting ready. So think about ideas like that. You know, what is something that you're passionate about? What is something you love doing? Maybe you love, you know, your niche is artwork and you make paintings out of, you know, lipstick, you know? So it's like draw with me kind of video, make an artwork with me, or do a DIY cleaning my room with me. Or another thing too is people love, like I said, people love videos that make you feel an emotion and also makes you adds value to you. So another thing is like doing those three ways to do this, five ways to five ways to get apps from your house. You know, like all those kind of four, when you use numerical numbers, like three ways to, for example, this episode, I might caption it four ways to get content ideas. You know, people are more likely to click on that because they know it's going to be giving them some type of valuable education, some type of valuable learning from your video, from your content. So easy content ideas, get ready with me, a transition type of video, like redecorating my car. If you're doing a car type of person, if you're a type of person that knows how to tell a story, do story time videos. Most embarrassing time of my life. I don't know. Do reaction videos. React to some type of video that's already out there. Another thing is, you know, another way is those educational type of videos, like five ways, how to, you know, stay fit, you know, how to cook dinner without using oil. What? Yeah, that's possible. Yeah, so those kind of videos. So to reiterate is create a video. Think about what you're passionate about, right? And create a video that's going to be personable and add some type of emotional and value to the person watching. So that's tip number four for creating videos, for getting content ideas. Tip number five. This is another one of my favorite tips. And I do this a lot. I can't lie. This is one of the easiest things to do. If you know you create, go back to all your videos you created. Look for the one that got the most engagement and make a part two of it. Child, this thing worked for me, especially during the start of my, when I was blowing up on TikTok in the beginning, my accent challenges. Oh my gosh. I did the first one. It blew up. I was like, I got to do a part two. I got to do a part three, part four. Keep on doing it. So your audience gets tired of it. And they're like, we don't want this anymore. Cause literally when you're doing part two, part three, part four videos, you're being consistent with your posting. You're slowly creating the theme of your page without knowing. My friend Rodney KidRL just started doing like, he started doing from like cartoon characters, for example, Fairy Odd Parents. Each character, he's creating like an outfit look for them. So he's been doing that for every single like different cartoon, SpongeBob and all these different cartoons. And it's slowly becoming a brand for him. And I don't think he even realizes it. I'll text him later and see if he does. But like the more consistently you do something, the more it sticks to your audience. And they're like, okay, we know what to expect when she's going to post or when he's going to post. It's going to be something around, you know, this thing. So go back to your video that went viral or got, you know, the most likes, whether it was 10 likes, whether it was 100 likes, 2,000 likes, go back to that video. And if it got that much engagement, there must be a reason why people love it. Read the comments and then figure out, okay, how can I replicate this content without and still stay original? How can I make a part two of this? How can I turn this into a series? People love series. Create a new character. You know, create a theme around your page. And that way, you're slowly gonna build yourself a brand around your content. Wow. I hope that helps. I really do. Those were five tips that I feel is the best and easiest ways to create content. I know being a content creator right now is super hard, and it's only gonna get harder until you keep on posting. Create some type of system that works for you. Be consistent and it's going to be smooth sailing, you know. One of my best tips that I gave was that number one. I tell you, like, when you ask your audience, what do y'all want to see? Is the easiest one, because they're literally going to feed you the content idea and you're pleasing them at the same time. You know, when you jump on a trend, you're going to, trends are so easy to do. Trend challenges, all those things, they're so easy to do and they're fun. And it shows a more fun and authentic side of you, especially when you put a twist and add your form of storytelling to it. Check with the seasons, you know, what season is it? What holiday is coming up? Create a video around that holiday. Create content around that holiday that's coming up. Cause that, and also that way people are going to be searching. You make sure you use those hashtags too, because when it's holiday season, people are looking for content pertaining to the holiday. Make sure, look for videos, create videos that are personable and add some type of value to people. 4 ways to do this. 5 ways to change your hairstyle. 4 ways to dress more masculine. Get ready with me, eat with me, story time of my worst date, reaction videos. All those things are so simple to create content around, because it's also, it's just kind of like it's you just being yourself and creating content around it. And of course, like the last one I said, when you see a video is working out for you, make a part 2, turn it into a series, and build a brand around it. Yeah. These were amazing tips. Look at me commending myself. Yeah, hey, if you don't hype yourself up, who's going to hype you up? Who won't hype you up, huh? I hope these were helpful to you guys. If this was, please take a screenshot of it. Put it on your Instagram story. Put it on your Facebook. Put it on your Twitter. And tag at Do It For The Content on Instagram, guys. And we're on Twitter, too, at Do It For The Content. It helps to spread the awareness so we get more listeners, more people tuning in. And not even just for the listeners, but also there's so many people, so much gems that I spill on this podcast episode that I feel a lot of us creators need to hear. And is this, you're just doing the Lord's work by sharing this and getting more people to listen in and help their careers. So I hope this helped, guys. A lot to expect for this season. If you have any suggestion of what kind of episodes, look at me using my own tip, what type of topics you want me to cover as well, feel free to slide in my DMs at Do It For The Content on Instagram. Is Do It the number 4 the content at Instagram. Okay, all right, guys. Woo, yeah, it's gonna be a good season. I'm really excited, you guys. Mark my words, this is gonna be one of the top 10 podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts. I want us to dream big, but if we're going to land small, it's going to be a top 10 on the marketing podcast. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, guys, go out there and do for the content. Go create, have fun, have a good one. Take care, and thanks for listening.